Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. We are going to be talking today about synchronicity, signs, and strands. And the idea is, you know, when you actually have that person who calls you up and you're thinking, I was just thinking about you. And then and you're like, that's so funny, that synchronistic moment. Or this week recently, I've been on the treadmill and I see 2:22 and I look at my watch and it's 2:22 and I wake up in the morning and it's 2:22. This is synchronicity signs. And the question is, are you open to the opportunities that come to you? And do you follow these signs? And do you say yes to these opportunities as they come presented to you? And today, our guest on Fired Up with CJ, Sarah Weissman, who is the author of Becoming Your Best Self, says yes, say yes, be open. And she's going to share her thoughts on how you can interpret and act when you notice something unexplainable or mysterious and what some of these signs mean. Welcome, Sarah.
Hey, CJ. Nice to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I loved your book. This was my nighttime reading for the last couple of weeks, and it's very funny, and it's practical. I love it. It's funny, and it's practical, right? And it has exercises. It's completely designed for me. Loved it, loved it, loved it.
Good. Yeah.
So, let's talk.
Okay. Yeah, the book, in talking about the book, it has an interesting title, Becoming Your Best Self. When I was writing it, I really meant it as a handbook or tool for folks to use, you know, to follow their intuition and to follow their, spiritual intuition and learn how to work all this stuff. So the end result, I guess, is becoming your best self if you sort of start to use these processes.
Yeah. Yeah, so how can we listen to signs and synchronicity and become our best self? How does that help us?
Well, I think what we've got going on, you know, in this society, actually worldwide, is we've got sort of a sense of extreme busyness and extreme to-doingness. And mm-hmm. instead, it feels like, you know, the bigger focus is instead of to-do, it's really about just our to-be list is really kind of the stuff that is going to take us further where we're really trying to go faster. So when you slow down, and I say slow down because it's true, you can't work intuition or spirituality if you're just chugging along at your super fast pace. You do need mm-hmm. to slow down and kind of go within. And then when you do, like, all the answers are just waiting for you, like this great, you know, Aladdin's cavern of jewels and treasures. Like, everything is there once you start to dig in and take a look.
Mm. Well, that's what I did. As I said earlier, and I wasn't joking, I kept on seeing 222 all over the mm-hmm. place. And so I thought, what does that mean? And I thought, well, I'm going to, maybe this is still using my mind, but I went over to some numerologists and thought, oh, okay, 222 means balancing oppositions. Love it. And then I could kind of contemplate it and go in and be with that idea. What do you mean when you actually think about signs or synchronicity? I mean, what do you usually do when you have those signs or synchronistic moments?
Yeah, so I think when we're kind of using our right brain, our creative side, our intuitive side, our spiritual side, because to me, in my belief system, like, it's all the same. If you are spiritually exploring your path, you're going to become intuitive. if you're intuitively exploring your path, you're going to have some spiritual awakening. But the way I see signs and synchronicities, which are kind of the same thing, is that the universe or the cosmos or the divine or the whatever this big energy is that we're all part of is really continually sending us messages. Like the 222 you mentioned, that's great. And when people will often at the beginning of this process start to see numbers like that. And to me, sometimes the numbers you see, it's not so much even the meaning. It's almost just like the divine sort of training you, like, okay, notice. Oh, getting another one. Notice, getting another one, so that when the bigger messages start to come, you're available and you're kind of like looking in this treasure hunt of, okay, where's the next one? So signs are kind of, you know, it could be something you hear over here in a coffee shop. It could be a street sign that says, you know, you're thinking about a decision you're going to make, and suddenly you come across a street sign unexpectedly that just sort of catches your attention, and the sign is, you know, dead end. So
right.
sort of kind of give you the clue that, you know, okay, that's not going to be the idea. Synchronicities happen in terms of they are events that happen in time that are kind of like little convergences of people or ideas or places that suddenly something happens that's very strange. And I'll give an example in a second about something like that. That it's like everybody's in the exact right place at the exact right time for something else to happen. And then strands is just this sort of, it's kind of like strands is another word for like following the breadcrumbs, just following the breadcrumbs. Like, okay, here's one, and here's the next, and here's the next. That's you're following a strand of synchronicities and signs. It's just a longer trail.
So what happens when people do say yes and they follow these things? I mean, what's the magic that you've seen when people follow the strands or the signs or in a synchronistic event?
You know, I had a very different life before I came into this journey as intuitive and teaching and this kind of thing. And I worked entirely out of left brain. I had so many like pros and con lists and, you know, tried to rationally figure out everything really in my brain. And when I switched to this message of just, and it takes quite a bit of trust to kind of float yourself out there, but when I switched to this method of just trusting the next, like we'll call it the next breadcrumb, everything began to change. My entire life changed. And now this system of just waiting to be informed by the universe as to your highest possibility brings about, in my life certainly, kind of situations and gifts and opportunities that I would have never come into or dreamed of were I doing my old rational path. It's like the divine has such bigger plan for us than we can. Sometimes, like, why go to, you know, Tacoma when they're sending you to Tahiti? And it's this idea that by following, you get a much bigger feast from the universe in your life rather than just trying to hack it out yourself.
Yeah, and you have to actually, what I found, because I have a similar kind of almost like identical left brain rational kind of in my head all the time, and still actually, I would honestly stay still a good portion of my life has spent there. However, what I would say is when I do as you suggested, I take time and I slow down and I look at the signs and I do say yes, and magic does occur, but you have to be willing to say yes at least once to see that it works. Because otherwise, I don't think it feels like, oh, yeah, whatever. I don't believe it. But if you say yes once and you see, like, wow, it does work, that's what gives you the confidence to say yes again. And then you are following, like you said, you're following the strands.
Yeah, I think that's right. It does, it is a leap of faith to trust in something that's hard to explain and hard to, you know, research and put into science terms or whatever. So I guess by now, for me, though, is just having trusted and trusted and trusted. There's no other way I'd work things at this point, mm-hmm. because it's much better, this system of thousands.
This way of living is much easier, isn't it? Because you're in a place of grace, I think.
Yes, you know? You're in the place. You're moving with the flow of energy instead of trying to hack your way through the forest that's not the right direction.
That's so true. But even before you say yes, I mean, you have to recognize that the signs are there, which I think it's hard for a lot of people. I mean, do you have any tips? I know that you mentioned, you know, one thing to do is just be and contemplate and have quiet moments. The other is to kind of look around, like look at street signs, listen to conversations, and believe that the universe is actually speaking to you in these, you know, other ways. What else can you do to open yourself up to even these signs?
Yeah, I think what I notice for folks who are just starting to hear signs is that they're going to be pretty simple. Like the universe will use things like radio, emails, phone calls, street signs, these very clear things that we're going to see anyway, but they're going to just start coming in maybe with some new patternings. Maybe, you know, you'll get 3 emails in a row about the subject of, let's just say, you know, chocolate for good right. measure. And then this puts in your mind, like, to stop at this little chocolate store by your house. And then in that chocolate store, the sweetest discovery is there is your soulmate. So it's kind of like they take you from easy to a little more complicated. And, you know, if you weren't paying attention to chocolate, you would have never thought to go into the little chocolate store. And then right. you would have never met your soulmate.
Yes, like that sign. Did you just hear that binging?
Yes, I did.
It's almost like the universe saying, like, I'll give you an example by having the phone ring to emphasize that this is what you should do.
Yes, yes. I love the universe. True. Yeah.
Now go back and listen to that one segment, because what Sarah was saying was truly profound. It was confirmed by the universe. All right, folks. Next, Sarah is Sarah Weissman, the author of 3 books, including her most recent one, Becoming Your Best Self, is sharing her thoughts on how we can actually become our best self. We were just talking about using signs and synchronicity as a way of doing that. And the next, we're going to be talking about getting guidance on how to live your life and how there's so much out there than I think most of us realize. And so Sarah's going to talk to us about our guides. These are people assigned to us to help us throughout our lives. Yes, you may not have known that you have guides, but you do. And that's so exciting when you find them. And so she's going to talk to us about how to connect to them. Who are they? What are they? How can we use them? And folks, make sure to stay connected and listen to upcoming shows by going to www.fireitupwithcj.com. And you can subscribe to us on YouTube videos where we have a channel on Fire It Up with CJ. So, and in the next cup, this is actually our, gosh, we have 3 more shows. So stay tuned and make sure to go over to that website to hear about our changes in schedule. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
Gathering around me, rocking around me, rolling around me. Angels are gathering around me, flipping around me, tripping.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, This is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Fired Up with CJ show. That is a song by our current guest, Sarah Weissman, the multi-talented woman who has also written Becoming Your Best Self, which is the book that we're talking about right now. So what do you do when you have a question? You know, what most of us do is we go out and we buy self-help books, and then we go to self-help gurus, or we start talking to people and ask for their advice. But what if, like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, you could just click your cute little red ruby slippers and get the answers, because the answers are always from within you. So our guest, Sarah Weissman, is in fact going to teach you how to be Dorothy, to click your heels and find the guides that are within you and have been with you all along. You didn't actually have to go to Emerald City to find them. So welcome, Sarah.
Hey, CJ. It's nice to be back. That's great.
So tell us, I was just totally entranced by your chapters on spirit guides and who are they? And I've always wondered, who are these people that everyone's like, I'm going to talk to my guides? Like, who are these people? Who are they? What do they do? Tell me.
Yeah. Share with us. So, you know, and it's so fascinating to me because I have a course now on dailyom.com that folks can go to and get an audio course on how to find their guide. So if people want to do the process a little bit more in depth, they can do that. But in my own experience, it all happened with a near-death experience, which is like how it happens for a lot of folks. And I sort of began to open from that experience. And I had never, I was a little bit like your history, CJ. I was working in advertising at Nordstrom, actually. I was working in marketing. Really had no concept of the word guide, did not believe in any of it, didn't even have the vocabulary. And what happened after the near-death experience is that I began to change. I began to open up. My psychic abilities began to open. And then there I was one day. I was in my home, and it was actually, the book talks a little bit about this, but it was a day that I was actually, the first day of separation from my ex-husband. I was in the new place I was going to live, and a guide walked through the door. And I don't mean he walked through the door as in opening the door and walking through that way. I meant like he walked through through the door, as in molecules going through the wood. And, you know, I just didn't know what to do. So that was my first experience with a guide. And again, like, I'd never heard of the term guide. Like, I didn't have any clue. So I sort of thought, you know, my time is near or something along those ideas. But now, so that was back in 2004 that happened. And now, even though I'm not going to talk about this at, say, the PTA meeting or the kids' soccer team meeting, I'm not going to be running around talking about guides and angels. But with clients and in the teaching that I do, my experience is that we are just one of the dimensions of reality that's here. And there's this whole other layer of guides and angels and ascended teachers and saints and holy beings that are just like so ready to help us out. And they're kind of like these Uber mentors or Uber coaches that are just kind of waiting to give us information. And it's really like there's a parallel, I mean, there's many parallels of dimension and reality. And so these other beings are absolutely there. Mm. Kind of a strange idea, but once you move into it and it starts happening for you, it's, you just won't deny it.
Now, is there a guide? Is there a guide to these guides? Who are the angels that are out there? Who are the ascended teachers? How do I, like, is there a yellow pages, which I know how to call each of these individuals?
Yeah, what I have found is they sort of determine, we don't run it. We're just like the little earthworms.
Okay. Thanks. I needed to understand my role in this whole thing. I'm an earthworm. Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's not about you. It's about them kind of figuring out, it's like, you know how we might take care of a kid who's in kindergarten?
Yes.
We might make sure they have their lunch and their shoes are tied. And it's sort of like we are kind of well beneath these entities in terms of our understanding or consciousness. And I have no idea who, you know, if there is a head honcho, or that's all beyond my understanding. I don't know. I believe there's some kind of translator. It's like we can't understand the universe energy. We're just not at that level. So the guides and the angels and these other types of entities, and also those who have passed on, they're there too. They kind of act as like a little translator, you know, to help us.
Mm. So we don't really, they choose us. We don't go choosing, like, I'd really like that Archangel Michael. That's awesome. Like, we can't do that.
No, we can't. I have not had luck trying that way. Yeah.
Okay. No. Okay. So they choose us. And why do we, and like, who knows? Why do they choose us? Why them? Why not, you know, an Egyptian pharaoh? Like, why is it this person who's like this old lady or, you know, whatever? They choose us, and we don't really have any say, really. It's just trust that these are the people who are very best for you.
Right. And they will not be, at least I have not noticed, that mine have changed quite a bit since I began this work. Mm-hmm. I'd like, currently one of the main guys is like sort of Indian, like wearing a guru outfit maybe. And I'm like, oh, really? Come on. That can't be my guide. And then I've got another very
mysterious.
It's Deepak
Chopra. He's your guide.
It's not Deepak. It doesn't look like Deepak.
I'm just joking.
So, no. It just is, you know, very. Some people get little leprechauns. I mean, it's very all over the board. But I don't know. They look simple and easy. But then when you get into like meditating with them, you just realize like, oh, it's like a saint, or it's like a, you know, Jesus or Buddha or whatever the highest level of you know, being you could be. That's what these folks.
And do some people have angels and some people have ascended teachers and some have saint and holy beings? Is it usually fit within our religious upbringing or things that we understand, or it could be anything?
I think it could be anything, but definitely many people in, like, I do a lot of work in this type of field, running people through this, helping them to meet their guides. And lots of people have Jesus that might not be from a, you know, Christian background or European background, or anybody that would, you know, be in tune with Jesus, or Yeah, it just there doesn't seem to be rhyme or reason, but the people that are very well known, Jesus, Buddha, those tend to resonate quite a lot with a lot of people, almost like they're as popular now as they were back then. They have such...
Wow. Interesting. So here's the thing. I did the exercise. So in your book, you actually have a wonderful exercise. And what I love about you is that you're like, you know what? People get organized. I want you to get organized. I don't want you to be scattered all about my field. No, the people on the right, I want you to be, you know, I want you to be my, you know, protectors. And the people on my left, what I'd like you to do is be my guides for the earth. And people in back, be ascended masters. That's why I know where you all are in space.
And what I think this is that I don't think that's my technique. That's actually just what continually happens in the pattern that the guides, as they come in, sort of arrange themselves in these positions so that we can kind of hook into like, okay, this one, like on your left, usually what I call the earth guide, that person determines things like job and romance and finances, those earthy things. In the back, spiritual teachers. And to the right, guides that deal with things like psychic abilities, mystic sensibilities, death, protection, you know, transitioning to death, communicating with the departed. So it just helps us sort of, you're not going to ask your mystic guide on your job advice. You're going to go to your earth guide and check in. You know, it's like going to the right source, going to the right division that's going to be able to help.
Yeah, so it's in some ways like you're talking in space. So here's the thing. When I did this, the person on my right looks like Jabba the Hutt, which I thought, seriously? This is my protector? It's not like some, I don't know. It was not what I was expecting. It wasn't pleasant or beautiful looking. I'm kind of sad.
You know, but, I would wonder if that guide, sometimes they change shape as you go a little deeper. They change into something else. I would wonder if that perhaps might be what happens there.
Okay, because mine looked like Jabba the Hutt, and I was like, oh, seriously? I have a big blob for my protector guy. Awesome.
Yeah, I go a little deeper there and
okay.
See is there. That like you've only gotten a mini view. There's some
okay,
more.
I'll go deeper. So I love the exercises in your book, and it sounds like your daily ohm. So how would I find that?
If you just go to my website sarahweisman.com or go to dailyohm.com, and it's called Be a Divine Conduit for Guides and Angels is the course it's right on their front page.
Oh, cool.
And it just takes you through the exercises in the book. Becoming Your Best Self. It takes you through those exercises with an audio component. And it's just sometimes easier, instead of trying to read from the book, remember it in your head, close your eyes and do the meditation, you just flip on the audio, and then I'll just take you through it. And that seems to be working. And there's pretty cool discussion going on that course, actually, with people writing about all of the guides they're meeting. And that's been really
fun. Very fun. Okay, so next we're going to actually take us through a real-life problem to figure out how you would use your guides in a real-life scenario. And folks, in the next few weeks, we are moving radio stations with new times and dates. So make sure to stay connected by going to Fire It Up with CJ on iTunes and clicking subscribe. We'll be right back.
Angels are gathering around me, rocking around me, rolling around me. Angels are gathering around me, flipping around me, tripping around me.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame.
Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We are talking about how you can tap into your internal wisdom to even answer an everyday problem. And today, my challenge will be to ask Sarah Weissman how we would use our spirit guides to do something that we probably wouldn't even think about asking our spirit guides to do. How would we have our spirit guides help us in designing a website? I know that sounds completely ridiculous, but I mean, I like ridiculous. Sarah Weissman, author of Becoming Your Best Self, is going to show us how we would use these internal, you know, all the different guides that we just talked about in the previous segment to do something that's very practical and that you probably never thought to tap into a guide. And Sarah's going to show us how. So Sarah, what did you find out when you were tapping into how should I redesign my website?
Well, it was interesting because I noticed that you had a couple of different websites going on, and you had said, look at this one site for the Fired Up
with CJ, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, nah, that's not the website where we need to be looking at. It was real clear. Or maybe both websites. And so the way I do it is I'll put things up. And this is in the book, too. So we're kind of focusing for this show on the idea of guides. But the book also contains a lot of other different ways of working things. So I just put up what I call my viewing area in my mind. It all happens in my mind's eye. And I just put up a little symbolic thing. You might imagine this sort of like your computer screen, like you can put up a folder on your computer screen. Mm-hmm. And I'll just put up a folder for you, CJ. And then I'll put up a little folder, or might put a little picture of you up on my little imaginary screen in my head. And then I'll put up a little folder for your first website, which is the Fire It Up website. Mm-hmm. And then I'll put up a little folder for the other website, which is your coaching website.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll mywholelife.net.
Mywholelife.net. And then I'll just put up another folder for like other options, because so often we're like, is the question A or B? And the guides will be like, oh, the answer is C, which you didn't even have up there. So you start to look at. So even as I do this, I can see the C folder like sort of throbbing and blaring with light, like alarm bells going off in a good way, like, this is it, C folder. It's none of the options that CJ is thinking of.
Okay.
So, and then I go, okay, guides, just come on in and show me. And sometimes I work with whoever's on my team that is standing behind me, and sometimes I'll see guides for you. And so right now I'm immediately seeing a guide, and I don't know if this is like a regular guide for you or just somebody showing up, but it's a person almost like a janitor, but maybe they're wearing like bright white clothes so that I know that it's good instead of old dingy dirty clothes. You know, I know that it's a good vibration, and they're standing and they're leaning on top of like an old fashioned, well, to me it's old fashioned because I try and use one as little as possible, but like a mop, you know, a string mop. And they're just standing there. And then there's another guide, very similar, that one's a woman, and she's got this broom, but the broom is kind of being held in her arms like, nope, not sweeping yet, not sweeping yet. And so when I look at websites, I'm thinking, well, that's something you could clean up. Like, we're getting these images of cleaning brooms and mops. Mm-hmm. And yet, why aren't they cleaning? Why aren't they doing it now? You know, like, what's, so I look at, maybe it's a time issue. And then I check back at the CJ image and think, like, I don't see any movies of you, CJ, madly trying to redo your website. I see you actually in a chair pushed away from your computer, and you're just sort of sitting there reading a book, actually, just relaxing. So I've got three instances of nothing's happening, nothing's happening. And then and so this is the image I saw actually a little bit earlier today. There was this huge image of you, CJ, and you were in the classic outfit. So obviously they're showing things very symbolically. And you're just in like an outfit going fishing, like the classic sign of Norman Rockwell, going fishing. And you've got a little hayseed out of your mouth, and I think maybe you're not supposed to do anything on this stuff until you have more information. It's like there's a process of discovery that needs to happen before you even know what to do. Like, to go into it now, it's way too soon. Or there's some things that you need to know. If you went into the website now, you would attack it all with information that isn't complete. If you waited and just went fishing, by that is like playing hooky, relaxing, seeing what you pull up on your little pole, I think you're going to be a lot more clear.
Interesting. So you got that. So I'm going to go back to the model that you talked about, because I'm just trying to knit this back for folks. So the janitor and then the woman in the broom, are they my spirit guides, or did they just show up for this specific question, or are they my spirit guides, period?
Yeah, I think in this case, they just showed up almost like actors on a stage to show these icons. And as you start to work with the guides more, they tend to, like, they first come in those positions of left earth guide, right spiritual teacher, back spiritual teacher, and right mystic or psychic type guide. But as you work with it more, it becomes almost this movie-like tableau in which imagery and guides and costumes and symbols, almost like a lucid dream, but more clear, like a movie. And you can see how they gave a lot of information so symbolically. Like, a guide sweeping is real different than a guide standing with a broom.
Right.
A guide with murky gray dirty clothes on is very different than a guide in shining white clothes. This give different
Right. So when what you did when you were actually doing the reading is you're kind of like looking at those images because everything is a symbol, whether it's the color of the uniform or where the gentleman was standing or the fact that he was a janitor, which gave a sense of like maintenance, you know, or the woman who also had a broom, which is like it's about maintenance, you know. So it's about, and they're standing there, which makes you go, wonder why they're standing there. It's just being curious about the imagery that you see without, and you know what, it's interesting. And I think that the hardest thing when you do these things for yourself is you kind of want to hear an answer, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to see the janitor and the woman standing there. But in reality, and you actually do, I think there's something in the book where you talk about a guy who was in love with – is this your book? I can't remember. The guy who was in love with a woman and he wanted to make sure that she loved him back and she didn't. Mm-hmm. And you kind of want to see certain images, but you don't. How do you know that you're not, you know, if I'm doing this on my own, how do I know that I'm not just kind of manufacturing images?
Yeah, what I found, so that example in the book is a great one. There was this man that was like insistent, almost to stalker level, that this woman adored him back. And so we went into this process of asking and, he was unable to see anything because the imagery that he was trying to force, like you can't create, you think that you're creating the images, but actually if you try and create something that isn't truth, it just won't show up. Like it just won't appear in your imagination or your screen or your mind's eye or whatever name you want to give to it.
That's a recall from that story. That gentleman was trying to, like, you know, recall something about this woman and the love that she reciprocated. And each time he had kind of a dark blank screen. So it wasn't that he wasn't able to; it was because those images weren't truth and honestly what was really happening. Fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, if we were going to go deeper in this reading, I'd probably start asking you, you know, some questions about what other things, like, it's interesting too, like you put up option A, option B, and option C. Option C is the one supercharged and lighting up. So it seems to me that the focuses of both of the activities of these websites are really in resting mode, and you're going to be exploring, you know, some pretty different things.
Yeah. Interesting. Fascinating. So, folks, many thanks to Sarah Weissman, who's the author of Becoming Your Best Self, and then also does individual readings as well, right? If folks wanted to get their own reading, they could get one by going to sarahweissman.com, and she has her podcast, too. Tell us about your podcast and how we would subscribe to that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've got radio show right now. You can go to Ask Sarah on iTunes and all the podcasts. I've been teaching intuitive techniques, the shows that we're in our second year now, and then I'll be starting a new show on Wednesdays with CBS Sky starting on Halloween, and that show will also have podcasts. So they're all free. People love to stick them on their phones and travel around to learning. So I invite you to take advantage of that free resource.
Awesome. Thank you. And we'll be right back.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Welcome back, everyone. We have Sarah Weissman, who is singing on that album. Sarah, tell us. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's,
tell us about your album.
That's my band. I have 4 albums out with Martyrs of Sound, and we're internationally, I don't know, distributed. And we have a lot of albums like sort of spiritual indie rock and mantra for healing. So to check those out, they're all on my website, sarahweisman.com.
Excellent. Very cool. I just think it's so cool that we can play your music in between segments.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. Happy, happy. Inside. All right. So Becoming Your Best Self is the book that we're talking about today. And the question is, you know, you talk about this whole book is about, you know, tuning into your intuition, tuning into your guides. It's like a good, like, getting spiritual 101 kind of book. But mm-hmm. How do you see Becoming Your Best Self related to that? We talked a little bit about this in the first segment, but what do you see as a connection between tuning into these different pieces of you and becoming your best self?
Well, when we're working with these other energies, and I want people to know, like, it's hard to do a radio show and explain it all out, because really it's a pretty systematic process. You start here and you go to there, and it's not hard, but it takes more than the time that we have. But when you start to do this work, you just start to get really clear, and that's this idea of clarity. You get really clear on what's important in your life and what's not. And when you start to hobnob around with these guides and angels and other beings that are at a higher level than you are or I am, it's like you're getting guidance from, you know, a much higher source. And again, that helps you to get really clear. Why are you living this life? Why are you here on the planet? What's the purpose and the meaning of your life? It just, a lot of things that maybe you were worried about or fearful about or stressing about or overwhelmed with, they just all start to drop away. It's like mm-hmm. that just stuff doesn't matter to you anymore. And mm-hmm. you begin to become just a lot more, you know, conscious and aware and awake as a human being. Mm-hmm. And that just brings, you know, like, let go of fear and let go of anxiety and let go of worry and move into joy and bliss and happiness and love and all the good stuff. So the pathway is through your own intuition and your own heart.
So the becoming your best self is really through tuning into who you truly are. If you understand who you are, who you truly are, what your purpose is on earth, who you're meant to be, what you're here to do on earth, then you can become your best self when you're clear on those things. And to get clear on those things, tuning into your intuition, those answers are on the inside. Mm-hmm. Who you are and what you're supposed to be doing on earth. You can get readings and everything, I think, through the outside, but don't you think the best readings are done by yourself, for yourself?
Oh, absolutely, because there's so much more nuance and richness when you're doing your own exploration. Mm-hmm. You feel it emotionally. There's healing and emotional resonance that happens as you explore all these questions in your life that you've always wondered about. And of course, then you're not reliant on going to some psychic as oracle. You have tools forever that you can use always. It's a great freeing, tools to have that allow you to just access the universe at any moment.
Mm. Now, do you ever go to a psychic?
I have a couple folks that I, there's Deborah Lynn Katz. She's an author, a pretty well-known author, and she and I are friends, and so we will do little, you know, hey, Deborah, blah, blah, hey, here's what I see for you. We'll do that maybe a couple times a year just as mm-hmm. a touchstone, but mm-hmm. No, mostly no. I do a lot of this work all the time. I just am pretty much continually in this flow, so I feel pretty clear.
Yeah. Well, what I got from reading your book was that if you make it a practice, not just kind of something that you do once a month or once a week, but I got the sense that you're doing this. This is like your day in, day out experience. Is this connecting to spirit and connecting?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And it does not mean my life is perfect by any means, or that I don't, you know, get frustrated with my teenagers or whatever it might be. It definitely has. I'm definitely a completely different person than I was before all this began. It's really shifting. And this is just one path, too. I mean, I was just at an event in Oregon, Prana Fest, where people did a lot of yoga and some other spiritual practices. And that's another way of going inside and connecting with divine. People who pray, that's another way. Like, so many paths to this place of consciousness. This is just a way that I find real, real simple to teach and learn and use in my life.
Well, I think the commonality, whether you take yoga or prayer or the processes that you outline in your book, it all follows the same formula that you talked about in the very beginning, where you're taking time to go on the inside, right? You're not just like listening to other people, and you're going on the inside to, in yoga's case, it's like, you know, yoke your mind, body, and spirit. And the prayers, from your praying, you're listening to at a deep inside what you really want and try to manifest, I think. I don't know what you do when you pray. That's what I do, at least.
Yeah. The going on the inside is also another way of, it's not necessarily that you're just going to your authentic self or your higher self. It's going on the inside so far that you have, in my opinion, you have the ability to connect with other entities and other forms of consciousness that are really there to assist you and protect you and help you.
Right.
And provide, like, almost the worst thing you could do is go ask your friends their opinion if you have a problem. It'd be much better to, to some extent that's useful, but it'd really be much better to just go in and let these guides inform you. They're so much smarter and more resonant, and, you know, they're just so much higher than we are. And why not use the power source instead of stumbling along?
Right, they've chosen us for a reason, right? Like you said, that these guides have chosen us, so like they've got to have some good information. They've already selected us, like the Buddha. I assume that guy's got a lot of people to talk to. So if he's he's your guide, listen to him.
He's very busy with working with people.
Exactly. Let give the guy a break. Just tune in every now and then, see what he has to say.
Yeah.
Anyways, I love your book. Folks who want to actually learn how to become your best self, tap into your guides, there's two different sources. If you like the audio version, you can go to Daily Om, and you can download the class that Sarah has created and hear her lovely voice. You can listen to her podcast, and you can get her book, Becoming Your Best Self. And in fact, do all three, because I'm sure you'll get a different experience with each of them. Oh, gosh. So, folks, thank you so much. Make sure to stay connected. Get a weekly subscription to our show on iTunes by going to search, typing in Fire Up CJ, and clicking subscribe. We want to stay in touch, especially since we're moving. We're going to be moving in the next 3 weeks. So stay in touch and fire it up. Continue firing up with us. Thank you, Sarah, so much. This is so much fun.
Thanks so much. I had a blast.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Advent Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle, and the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you, and we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.